Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sorry, 617-779-0985. Phone lines are open for you. Want to jump on board? Feel free. You see that Leonard Fournette was let go? Let go by his team, the tanking Jacksonville Jaguars. That's what's going on there.
They couldn't get a box of tape for him. Couldn't get a fifth, sixth, even a seventh.
Couldn't get anything. Nothing was available on the trade market. So the Jaguars have waived running back Leonard Fournette. Last year, he had over 1,000 yards rushing. He was a guy who was highly drafted, fourth overall pick back in 2017. And now he hits the waiver wire. The Patriots on the waiver wire, same as the draft order currently, would put them at number 23. Mm-hmm. 23 is where they would be right now. If you're the Patriots, are you putting in a claim today on this player?
I am not.
Okay.
I think it is interesting, though. I don't think he'll be available at 23. Because I think somebody will snag him up because he is a little bit of a battering ram. I think they like Sony Michel and they like Lamar Miller, who's back at practice today, so he's off the pup. So Lamar Miller comes off the pup. He's wearing number 35. He's at practice today. So you got those two guys that tote the rock, and I think Burkhead will share some of the third down stuff with James White. And you've got a lot of guys in your backfield right now. If you didn't have Lamar Miller, I would say, yeah, put a claim in for him. And there's no guarantee Lamar Miller is going to be great, but I think the production is there, and you know how guys come back from knee surgery. You know, they fix them better, stronger than ever. You know, they've sort of perfected that surgery. And, hey, keep them here for a year or two, and then you move on. I just don't think it that type of money.
For Fournette?
Yeah.
$4 million bucks?
Yeah. James White makes $4 million. What's that going to do for James White? You know?
It's not going to do anything for James. What do you mean for James White?
Which one's more valuable? I'd say James White a hell of a lot more valuable at $4 million than Leonard Fournette.
I would agree, but $4 million is a very reasonable salary for any quality player in the NFL.
What about Blunt? Like LeGarrette Blunt, when you got Blunt and the amount of money he was making wasn't much at all. And look what he gave you as far as production. See, I think $4 million puts it in another stratosphere for that guy. $2 million, different story.
So over $2 million, you wouldn't do it? I can't get on board with that.
But
my answer is yes, I'm putting the claim in.
Okay.
If I'm the Patriots today, I'm putting a claim in on this player. Being at number 23, I believe he's going to be gone. And people say, well, there was no trade market. Yeah, because everyone knows you're going to cut him. And so if you pick him up on waivers, you do owe him the $4.1 million. But to me, this is a much younger player than someone like Lamar Miller. And this is where you come to, you know, turn your career around.
It wasn't.
He's not a bust, by the way.
Wasn't that long ago where Jacksonville was running all over the Steelers? No, he is not a
bust. Okay, I know that he was drafted fourth overall.
He is what he is.
And he was drafted ahead of a lot of other really good players, most notably at his position, Christian McCaffrey. So which guy would you want? Of course you'd want McCaffrey. But still, he's got something you can give. 1,100 yards. He was averaging over 4 yards a carry last year. You call him a battering ram. I think that's a perfect phrase for him.
Interesting to see him
offset
next to Cam if they're going to run some of that RPO stuff.
This offense needs something, Zoe. They need something that could potentially have a higher ceiling than... I like the Lamar Miller pickup a lot. I like that, you know, Damian Harris has been running well.
See, I forgot about Damian. I didn't even mention Damian Harris.
I mean, all the reports
he's your number one back.
He's been running well, but the running game is going to have to be... there always for this team to get it to go. And if they can add this guy, I would take a swing.
So you're making cuts. You're making cuts in 1 week. I mean, next week's game week. Next week is freaking game week.
You guys want Rex Burkhead or you want
Burkhead? Burkhead. If you got to help.
The guy misses so many freaking games.
He can catch.
You want Leonard Fournette?
Big runs for you.
Or do you want Rex Burkhead?
Playoff games.
Give me Fournette.
I want a guy
who
knows the system. I want a guy who knows the system that you can trust when he's healthy.
This is the year to take a chance. This is the year to screw around a little bit. You know?
I would say yes if you didn't have freaking.
You've introduced the uncertainty of a quarterback who didn't play here last year and is still learning the system.
You've got three first down backs. You have Harris, Michelle, and Miller. Now you're going to add a fourth? That's a head-scratcher. Rare thing, get another tight end or something. Booster that tackle position. Some guys are going to be getting cut next week. There's going to be people out there. They're not done roster tweaking here. Yeah, but it's interesting to put him back here with Cam. It would be neat. Because you really get, when he's running the ball in the middle, you got to squeeze down, which opens up that outside where you can get Cam outside that tackle and tight end. That's an easy three-yard pickup.
LeGarrette Blount 2.0.
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette.
Sort of. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Blunt force trauma.
Better version of LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah.
I like Blount.
I do too.
This guy can be better than Blount. Do it. Do it. Put in the claim.
I think he'll be taken by then.
Let's go. Let's go.
See, if this guy's better than Blount, he'll be gone by 23. Yeah. If a lot of teams think he's better than Blount, he'll be gone.
Well, you gotta have
But you don't think he's better than Blount.
I don't know. He's a different.
I'm confused by you because you say you don't want him, but Blount, you're saying he's going to be gone before he gets
Blount
to him.
Blount doesn't drop the shoulder like him. Like, Blunt's more of a turn sideways, let me get around the corner, and I'm going to slash and look for daylight. This guy's at battering ram. This guy, hey, you going to help bolster point.
This guy takes on contact, we'll say.
Okay, no James Devlin. Yeah, we have no clue what you're getting out of tight end. Hey, to bolster Mark Bertrand's point, how good is this team at third and one
third
and fourth
one.
And one?
Thank you. I was about to say, on third and one, who are you giving the ball to right now?
This freaking guy.
On this team, out of the guys you have right now,
Harris.
Who do you know is a sure bet on third and one?
Should be Harris.
But we don't know that yet. He hasn't even played in the game to see
Cam
that.
Cam Newton.
Option. Now you got the option.
Put Fournette on the field with him.
Now you got a dog.
Now you've got options.
Now you got two pissed off dogs.
On third and one, I would trust Leonard Fournette to pick it up over anybody on this roster, I think. I'm jumping to that conclusion right now. I got to maybe think a little bit more on it, but I think he'd be the best option for that. Damian Harris could be the same type of runner. We'll see.
Could be.
We'll see. 617-779-0985. If you're the Patriots, are you putting in a waiver claim on Leonard Fournette, who was cut by the Jaguars today? That is in the mix. Patriots, meanwhile, might be cutting a kicker. We'll get to that. Patriots kicking situation in camp. And Cam Newton as well, who was not at practice today. We'll tell you why coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, no Cam Newton at Patriots practice today. By the way, training camp is officially over. It's now regular season.
Did it ever begin?
The preseason's over, guys. In case you're wondering, we're on to week one.
Those are tough five padded practices. They went shorts and shells 5 days and then five in pads. Tough. That'll get you ready. I tell you what, and a lot of people, real quick here, a little fantasy football update. And I don't do fantasy. I don't really dig it. Too busy. I take a lot of running backs early in your drafts because I think tackling is going to be atrocious in the month of September and October. They're going to be running over people. They're going to be first and goal inside the 10. Be running right through 7-yard runs for touchdowns. Take running backs early. You get all giddy with quarterbacks and receivers. Running backs. Teams are going to want to run the ball, control it. That's all.
Oh, so that would be helpful if the Patriots added Leonard Fournette.
Whoa.
Would that be helpful?
That would be helpful.
Okay. So now you're on board. Did I get you on board yet?
I mean, if you didn't have two other guys there at the position, yeah, I mean, they got three ones right now.
Put in a claim.
They got to cut one of these guys. Jesus.
Put in a claim on Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
Do it.
I wouldn't read too much into Cam not being there today. Obviously, it probably was a planned excused absence, and being a guy that's got to relocate and heard some stuff. His brother was up with his kids last week, and they were in and around Foxborough, so he could be trying to, get something done locally. And so, I'm not hearing that. I don't know that.
Okay.
That's all.
But you're not at all concerned.
I'm not. No.
So here's it's not an injury related thing.
No.
So Cam Newton.
It's an excused absence.
Again, last week, Stephon Gilmore was not in practice. But there's one issue, though.
So, you gotta sit when you come back.
He's a quarterback and he needs to pick up the offense still.
Well, also, you can't like come into the building.
I look at it and say every missed day for Cam Newton is. I don't want there to be any missed days for Cam Newton. This is a little bit of a problem for me today. Yeah, great. He's not hurt, but he needs everything he can get between now and the time they start playing.
Well, I think it also depends what he was excused for, but because if he goes out of state and he comes back in,
what makes you think he left the state?
I don't know that. I'm just saying, if you're excused, he worked out in California every week.
Yeah.
I mean, he flies a lot.
Unless something, of course, is going on.
I don't know.
Then I
don't
would
know
say, of course, you understand.
But with COVID,
it's an actual...
Look at Stephon Gilmore. Had to wait to get cleared.
Family reason or something, then, you got to handle your business. But if it's just like that, like what you're talking about, like moving?
They're not going to move on a practice day.
I don't know, man.
Sorry, you move on your day off, which is over the weekend.
All right, well, we'll wait and see. Cam Newton not at Patriots practice today. Today, wait, I got to read this tweet left from last night. Hold on. I had to pull it up again.
What, the Kevin Paul DuPont one?
No.
Guy's sucking on peaches and it's leaking all over his arm.
That one struck me as funny today. No, but the tweet about the kickers.
I can taste what that peach tastes like, though. It was such a good tweet. Go ahead.
The tweet that we were sharing with each other last night from Mark Daniels. Great job by Mark Daniels, who had a tweet yesterday that reads, field goal competition in camp over the last five practices. Nick Folk, 18 of 21. That's 86%. Rohrwasser, 12 of 22. 55%.
That should get your ass cut.
Oh, my God.
I'm shocked he's here still.
If he's not hurt, there is no excuse for him still being here.
I'm shocked he's here.
See you later. You can't kick.
That's legit. You're okay, and we're doing special teams. And the worst part was that the ones he missed were when it was time winding down. The pressure's there. And Bill creates those pressure situations. Then they did the two scrimmages over the weekend. It was most game-like with refs there. Ka-tink. Ka-tink.
Nick Folk is the kicker again, people. Meet the new kicker.
Critical.
Same as the old kicker.
Critical this year because I think they're going to struggle to score points at times.
You can't have this. Rohrwasser can't kick.
Yeah.
All that time we wasted talking about him when he got drafted, he can't even kick.
Yeah. Hell with the tattoos. He can't kick.
Forget that. He's not going to make it in the NFL. Wasted pick, if true. If he's not hurt. If he's hurt, it would explain something.
Doesn't show what a fifth rounder is, though.
What's that?
Everybody values the fifth round pick. Fifth, traded for a fifth rounder or a sixth round. For what? Those guys don't really stick. You're shot. Taking a shot at that, especially that position at that late. If you know the kicker's good, you move up to get him at a third or fourth.
Still, though, a fifth round pick on a kicker is a...
Yeah. Man, it's draft not Cardona.
It's not ideal.
Yeah.
If he can't kick, I'm saying.
Who's Gostkowski?
Like, if you draft a kicker in the fifth round and he can kick, then that's great. Excellent.
See,
this guy.
Gostkowski's a fifth round.
Yes, exactly. That makes it worth it. Like, okay, and Gostkowski was pretty highly rated, if I remember correctly, coming out of Memphis.
Yeah. Somebody had some information on him last week.
You did.
Yeah.
You nailed that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Finally.
So, did he sign in Tennessee or is he just working out?
I think he just worked out. Taking a peek.
Taking a look-see.
Yeah, but there's definitely interest with him.
Dylan's in the car. What's up, Dylan?
Gentlemen, how are you again?
Good.
Good. So first off, I just wanted to thank you guys real quick for continuing to take my past calls over the summer. I coach down here in Rhode Island, and having literally no football to do over the summer has been killing me. So I cannot wait for 2 weeks from now because things are finally getting ramped up. So, but to the point, really, you know, I think it'd be interesting for them to put in a claim for Leonard Fournette, just kind of like you were saying, Beal, just to see what could happen. I don't think we'll be able to get to him based on where we are in the waiver wire. But the other thing I was curious about, continuing to talk about the offense, you know, I had a thought the other day. One of my favorite examples of Josh McDaniels getting creative was back in 2016 when Brady was suspended. Week 3 against the Texans when Jacoby Brissett had that nice game, that nice run for the touchdown. So do you think that maybe that could be some kind of look that we might show some of that option/triple option stuff from the pistol amongst some of the other stuff scheme-wise that we've already done to bring it in and maybe make Cam a little bit more comfortable? I was just curious what you thought about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you run some of the stuff that the Eagles run, that RPO stuff where – you know, Cam's in the gun, guy offset to the side, off the play fake. You bang a slant in behind it. It's an easy read. You read the linebacker and safety, and it sort of gets your drive going for him. Yeah. You've got to do, if Cam's going to be your guy, you've got to incorporate some of the stuff that
especially
makes him
the most
comfortable.
Especially if you have no receivers who can catch the damn ball.
They're going to struggle.
Other than Edelman.
I'm telling you, they're going to struggle to get open.
Oh, boy.
And that's going to be more pressure on Cam because he's got to be really, really accurate.
We're going to get to read and react today, fellas.
I can't believe we're doing a read
because
react.
We're this on to week like one.
Start to feel normal here.
We're on to week one.
Yep.
And read and react will make its reemergence today.
We're going to have old opens or new opens?
We're going to have some new ones. Well, actually, we have a couple we should try out.
Okay. If they're good enough.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll make the decision.
We'll take a listen, Jim. What do you have? You've been working back there?
T-Bone did one. I did one. Which one do you want first?
Yours.
Yeah.
It's time to read.
That sounds highly optimistic.
Bill, you're breaking up.
There's
and react.
A.
B.
Yeah. C.
With Solak and Bertrand.
That's wild.
Okay.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
That is the COVID.
Yep, a remote COVID open.
I really like that one.
All right, good job, Jim. That's a good summary of what's been going on since the last football season. Now we have T-Bones open.
Yep, let's go.
It's time to read. And react.
You an Isaac Bruce guy?
I am and I am. And I am.
With Solak and Bertrand.
Right. How do you feel about this?
Go ahead, Zoe. No, go ahead,
Peter. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't know. You got a quarter?
I don't know. They're both really good.
I think we just alternate them.
I like the first one in only that it's, you know, it's just like what's happened between the last
sign of the times. So. It got
that
us
other
to the
one,
first. Yeah.
That other one is like a built-in, permanent, put it in rotation.
Sound like Bert Breer.
T-Bones, you can put that in rotation and use it for the next 5 years. The COVID one is going to have a shelf life.
Exactly. It's more timely.
Yes.
The other one is evergreen.
I wonder if the Zooms, and I haven't been on any of the Zooms or pair kaleidoscopes, whatever the hell Breer's been on. I wonder if those have helped slow him down a little bit. If maybe these camera things.
We're going to get Breer back with us. Are we not? We're still a go.
We'll work on it.
Correct?
Oh, yeah. So Fridays. Wednesdays.
Wednesdays with Bert are still going to happen just
super
remotely.
Zoom. Super Zoom.
Might not be 2 hours, but we have to decide that.
We're going
to
Zoom him in on a kaleidoscope.
Whatever that is. Periscope.
On a periscope and a kaleidoscope.
Put a bunch of filters on a Zoom. Spinning like a kaleidoscope back and forth.
We could do that. We could toy with him. Yeah.
So that's still going to be a thing. All right. I say we use Jim's today, though.
That's fine.
It's timely.
Yeah.
It's timely.
We're not working next Monday because of the holiday. So it's this next Friday will be the first time we actually do in season, Friday the 11th.
Whoa. So wait, next Friday.
That's wild.
That's amazing.
Do you know how weird
the season begins in 10 days, right?
Do you know how weird that's going to be driving?
Yeah, next Thursday.
Season begins next Thursday.
How weird is that going to be driving to Gillette on game day?
I'm not going to be doing that.
You're going to be one of like 10 people doing
it. I'm not doing that this year.
But the question is, are lots going to be open to where people can...
I don't know.
You can't shut. It's.
I can't tell
it's
you.
It's going to be a little bit of a free-for-all, I think, on Sunday where people don't really know what they're walking into. Everybody. Like, I don't know what time to leave. I don't know what time do I have to get there.
There won't be traffic.
There's no traffic.
You don't know that, Jim. People are strange.
So you think people are going to try and show up and tailgate?
Just hang out, yeah?
Like the non-stadium lots, like further down Route 1, you mean, maybe?
I'm saying up and down Route 1. Like, will there be a sausage guy down there by the End Zone Motor Lodge? Can people hang out there? Can people hang out behind the Lafayette House and party?
I don't know.
Like, there are guys that live for NFL Sundays.
You know, what's the Red Fox going to look like?
Exactly. What's Chickie Flynn's going to be like?
Right.
What's it going to look like outside Olive Garden? What if you want to go to Olive Garden and get a nice meal?
Unlimited breadsticks, man.
My kid loves those.
Headlines and then Read and React coming up next.
Good sell.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050. Or visit gamblinghelplinema.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
That sounds highly optimistic.
I'll beat up until you're breaking up.
There's.
And react.
A.
B.
Yeah. See.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
That's wild.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, let's get it, boys.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
This
is so exciting. React.
So exciting.
First real one of the football season. Some news from over the weekend.
News is building up.
What do you say?
Yeah.
What do you say, Artie?
All right, let's go.
Feeling it?
Read the man.
Read.
Okay, we got a power cord and an RCA cable to hook it up to a TV.
React.
All right. Well, one of the news items you just mentioned, big trade over the weekend. Jaguars trading pass rusher Yannick Ngakoue to the Vikings. So, your thoughts on the trade? Start with you, Zoe.
My thought is Jacksonville has got to be the armpit of the earth or the most miserable place to ever want to play football to take $5 million less to go play in Minnesota. That's what he's doing. Franchise tag with $17 million. He agreed to a $12 million one-year deal to leave. He gave up $5 million to leave Jacksonville. Smart move by him. They got two edge guys that could go get the passer. They got a hell of a linebacker, and they got two studs at safety. That Viking defense, damn good.
This is, to me, something that I had never known was even possible, what Zoe just talked about.
I thought you signed it. You're committed to that number.
I thought that was it. The tender was $17.778 million. He adjusted it and is now just under $13 million. Now Minnesota has told him they want him to be there beyond this year, but they can't apparently
make it work.
Do the deal right now,
right?
By rule, they can't do the deal right now because that deadline is passed.
It's a big risk by the player, but you've got to figure out this thing's guaranteed to him. Quietly,
how bad is that? That you'll say, you can take away $4 million guaranteed from me, as you're saying, Zoe, what you just said, because I hate it in Jacksonville that much.
All I want you to do is remember that AFC Championship game where they had you by the nuts. They had you, man. They were winning that game. And then it was a miracle that Brady and Amendola pulled off when Gronkowski got knocked out. Now, I want you to go to that post game when he kicked our tails down there. What was that, week two or three down in Jacksonville? That defense was stacked. It was loaded. Jalen Ramsey and company, they're all gone.
I'll tell you what, though.
Those linebackers that could run.
That was their high point, though. That was the high point of the franchise right there that week.
That was their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Duval!
These guys.
Duval!
This guy put his money where his mouth is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He said,
betting on me.
He said back in April, whoever my new team will be, I'm going to tell you I'll be disciplined. I'm a man of integrity. I got work ethic. I'm going to be the best damn player you got.
$5 million pay cut.
He took like pay cut to go do it and play for a better team.
$5 million.
I don't know. I respect it. I can't say I would do that myself. Good for him.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on.
Reed.
I know you guys did a segment like a couple weeks about covers that are better than the original.
React.
All right. Got to check my email.
Move on to the Jets. Adam Gase, Le'Veon Bell apparently aren't communicating. Last week, Gase told reporters he pulled Le'Veon Bell from drills for hamstring tightness. Minutes later, Bell went on Twitter and said, quote, ain't nothing wrong with my hamstrings, and, quote, it's tough to stay loose when you do a bunch of standing around, and I'm used to going all caps. So here's Adam Gase.
Let's hear it.
On Saturday.
About him going on Twitter and openly contradicting what you said. Yeah, I mean, I told him that. I told him exactly what happened and what I was told. And to me, I was like, we talk almost every day, you know, whether it's in the building or outside the building. And I'm like, you're able to come to me with anything. And he understood where I was coming from.
Was there any content to the words he just said?
I don't. Yes,
he claims they talk every day, though, right? So are the reports incorrect? I don't know. Le'Veon Bell, is he worth the headache?
No.
Adam Gase, is he worth the headache?
No.
The Jets would be better off without both of these guys.
It's so
Jet. You know, I usually say, oh, you know what? Move on from the player.
It's no, so Jet-like. It is
Jets,
so
move
Jet-like.
On from your head coach and your running back. What is this crap?
This is your fault.
Oh, I love watching the Jets suck.
It's your fault to pay $14 million a year to a running back that sat out a year and didn't want to play in Pittsburgh and had a loaded offense. That told you everything about Le'Veon Bell right there. That Pittsburgh team was freaking loaded on offense. That's the best offense in the league.
The Jets were stupid to pay him.
Before KC took shape.
Running backs have short shelf lives. They just do.
They loaded up on him with a questionable offensive line.
They went all in on Le'Veon Bell. Like, who was great when he was in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, with Ben and just, three receivers that ran four.
How many
three.
Guys do that for long periods of time?
And a real tight end.
Well, he's been running the ball.
And a good offensive line.
He ran the ball.
How many times he ran the ball in college?
Oh, my God.
Like 4 million times?
We've carried the ball 36 times in college
games. It was like stupid.
Reed.
I just like the bellies. So, again, I'm not going to. If they have it with just the bellies.
Okay.
React.
Just give me a minute right here. So I just checked my work email. He has not sent the cover song that he wants us to play. So, Derek, if you want us to bang it out, man, you got to put it out there.
We've
for us.
Talked about it before. Can we say what he covered, right?
I don't know what he covered. What was it?
I thought he covered Prince Erotic City.
Something. It was an underground song that not many people heard about.
Well, Erotic City would sort of fit that bill.
Yes. Well, yeah. I don't know if it's underground.
Everybody heard Erotic City.
It's not underground, but under the radar. It's not a hit.
No. It's too dirty. But perfect for Derek.
Let me call you, Bob.
It's a wheelhouse.
Make that go down.
Go in timber.
Oh, let go down.
Maybe we can make some time. Bucks head coach Bruce Arians has been getting praised for being tough.
Tough guy.
On his quarterback, Tom Brady.
Peter.
Here's Arians after yesterday's practice.
Obviously, you talk about ebb and flow in practices, but it seemed like in that red zone period at the end, it seemed like the defense made a lot of plays.
Defense made the plays all day. I don't know if the offense made any plays. Might have been reading a press clipping that they're so good because they didn't show up today.
Something tells me Brady likes getting yelled at by him. Like, it's going to be good for him. Like, hey, go ahead, give it to me good. Give it to me good in front of the thing. Bill used to do this all the time. Just give it to me. They did not show up for the football game. They was out there. They ran the plays, and none of the balls went in the hands. They was not out there. The defense looked good. They had 17 Dr. Peppers.
I like how Bruce Arians has become Forrest Gump.
Got that delivery.
I like how he's getting praise for coaching a football player.
Yeah, being rough.
Like,
being tough on a team.
He's willing to criticize Brady.
Yeah, but so he's taking the praise away from him, saying Brady told him to do it.
Yeah.
Brady's orchestrating this whole thing down there, Hanzo.
Yep.
Just like Bill here, you know.
Tell me what you get. What do we got to do, Tom, to get the most? Well, you got to yell at me the way you yell at the rest of the team, okay? That's worked for 20 years. Okay.
That just tells you how people feel about that team and the power dynamic. Yeah. Brady's in charge.
Oh, yeah.
And Zoe feels the same way.
He's got charge.
That's why when you hear that.
It's his team.
Wait. Zoe feels that Brady's doing something to control everything?
No. Yeah, that's what he feels. Hold on. But
you're being dick, Jim.
I'm talking in general. People believe the power there is in Brady's hands. So when Brady gets criticized by the coach, people are like, oh, good for the coach.
Yeah,
wow, he's standing up to Brady, who's clearly a much more important figure there than him.
Yes.
That just tells you what people think of Bruce
Brady's
Arians.
Allowing it. He's allowing himself to be yelled at.
Brady's doing this. Picking up his phone. He's going, way to go, Bruce. Nice job on that one.
People feel like Bruce Arians is not that great. And Brady is.
Reed.
I've heard Huey Lewis hip to be square. Okay, like nothing could be worse.
React.
Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson very vocal about the boycotts over the weekend. Here's what he had to say.
With the sports world stopping this week, would you and the Seahawks, had there been a game this week, have joined in with the rest of the sports world?
Yeah, for sure. I think that, you know, this is just witnessing what happened, you know,
to Jacob and everything else, and all the things that have added up to this. It's devastating. It's truly devastating just to watch that. And I think, you know, this hasn't been going on for years. That's the scary part and sad part. So the difference now is we get to see it every day because of social media and phones and everything else.
He wasn't the only one. Pete Carroll, their head coach, he also chimed in on this.
As we're speaking about all that's going on, and this is about racism in America, that white people don't know. They don't know enough. And they need to be coached up. And they need to be educated about what the heck is going on in this world. The black people can't scream anymore. They can't march anymore. They can't bare their souls anymore to what they've lived with for hundreds of years because white guys came over from Europe and started a new country with a great idea and a great ideals and wrote down great writings and laws and all of that about democracy and freedom and equality for all. And then it ain't happened. That's not what happened because we went down this other road here. We followed economics and which white guy's making money. And they put together a system of slavery. And we've never left it, really. It's never gone away. And the really amazing thing that I've learned is black people know the truth. They know exactly what's going on. It's white people that don't know.
It's part of Pete Carroll talking about it. I like how he put it in football terms.
Coached up.
Right? Coached up. He called on other coaches in the league to sort of do the same thing he has done, which is speak out about these issues. I felt like he was sort of issuing a challenge to other coaches to sort of speak out on these issues. I think we're going to see a difference, though. I don't think Pete Carroll's going to get his wish. You're going to see a difference in the NFL than you've seen maybe in other sports.
I'd say that because Jeffrey Lurie's comments over the weekend, I think people are more aware, and they feel more inclined to talk about it. But going to my days with Pete always, this is one of Pete's greatest credits, is he has a great feel and a great connect with his football team as men, and he knows what they like, what they don't like. Like, Pete takes the time to talk to guys, and some could consider him a goofball, not the best coach ever, but it worked. Like, he brought that college environment, made it work at the pro level, and that was never done before. But Pete's been around the game for a long time.
My example would be this. Do you feel like NBA coaches on the whole as a group have embraced what their players are talking about and what their players are passionate about right now?
No, it seems like it.
In the NBA?
No, I'm saying it seems like Popovich and Brad Stevens have a better feel for their teams. Steve Kerr a little bit last year.
Stevens.
Okay.
I feel like every coach in the league has at some point spoken.
Talked about. You know,
well, they're just not as high profile.
Well, they're because you know why? The players run the league.
Right. Well, I would disagree with you on this. I feel like coaches have embraced it and support their players very much in that league.
Oh, the NBA, yeah. I think the sport
I don't know that you're going to get as much of that in the NFL.
But do you have any doubt that they would not have played this past weekend had the NFL been in season?
I don't believe they would have played.
I don't believe they would have played either.
You can't have seven or eight teams play and have the rest not play.
NHL,
it's got to be one.
NHL was going to keep playing, right? They didn't play. Yeah. They took time off.
They played, then stopped.
Yeah. Right.
Baseball, same. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you would have
it's
seen.
It's a lot of let's stop, look, and then let's get in line and do what other people do.
Well, true. What is expected of us now? Look, it's unprecedented. You know, what happened with, you know, players saying we're not going to play until more attention can be directed elsewhere. At least in my lifetime, I can't think of another issue that wasn't labor related. You know, this was a social issue. This wasn't political. This wasn't 9/11. This wasn't a strike or a lockout. This was something that the players decided. And I think you would have seen the NFL follow suit. All right. That's it.
Read.
I don't know if I can deal with the haters.
React.
I think it was a good start. Good start.
What, read and react?
Yeah.
Amazing.
All right. Lively.
A lot of haters out there.
we'll get to the Red Sox coming up at the top of the hour. 617-779.
Aquatic City, come alive.
0985. There's some trade rumors swirling on those Red Sox, and we'll get to the latest coming up. We'll get to your calls next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. You
know. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
He was in on Friday, huh?
He was?
Heard a little bit of show, yeah.
And how did that work out?
A little bit, I heard. I hear too much. But tuned in a little bit.
How was your week last week, Hardy?
It was good. Yeah. Had
sleep schedule all off?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I just figured out today that Calvin was doing, like, you know, one of these outdoor, like, you know, couple hour camp things a couple days last week.
Yeah.
It's got it again tomorrow. Well, you know, hour at golf, hour at tennis. Say, where is golf clubs and his tennis racket? No idea.
What?
Because I picked him up on Wednesday of last week. So this is like day three.
Right.
And
you just didn't grab him. God forbid the kid. God forbid,
leave him somewhere.
God forbid, yes. An 11-year-old, yes, has the responsibility to carry his own equipment or lunchbox.
Come on,
how many times my kid's forgotten his backpack
first of
or
all,
lunchbox at
he
school?
He just turned 10.
Oh
and
God!
Second of all,
give me that.
I am not at all mad at him. Not at all. He was all nervous this morning. I'm like, buddy, it's not your fault. It's on me. I was so spun. My sleep schedule was so thrown off from that last week. I walked around in a fog most of the time. I don't know. Hopefully we find him before tomorrow. Figure out where we left him. I don't know.
Speaking of that morning show, you hear Shirt Lee bought a boat?
No, he didn't.
He got a 15-foot, like, 22-year-old.
Oh, he got a little boat?
But he didn't. This is the problem, too, when you live on Nantucket. You don't have a lot of space. And one of the biggest problems when you have a boat, it costs a pretty penny to get the boat winterized, covered, stored. Oh, and then get
it's only
back
a 15 foot. It's a little boat.
No matter, they charge you per foot for all these charges.
Just use Flex Seal.
That sounds like a rather manageable size boat.
It's a manageable size boat, but ethanol gas, there's a big difference between the type of gas you could, if you use regular unleaded.
What is the point of this story?
It corrodes. You've got to have your boat conditioned the right way in the winter.
Of course.
Rich didn't know all these extra prices that come along with boat ownership.
Oh, so there's a little
Rich is floored. I mean, Rich does morning drive, so he's
like somebody buying a house. It's like someone buying a house with a pool.
He has no clue how to drive it. Right.
Highly recommended.
Exactly. God forbid you don't turn that pool timer on or off. That thing's been running all night.
No where knowledge
where
whatsoever.
Hey, Artie, by the way.
None.
By the way, where do you? Where
so
do
he's
you,
teaching me.
Be sitting down at first summer month if you ever own a pool. Be sitting down when that first electric bill comes.
Zoe did the nicest shakes. Thing for me anybody could ever do. He called his pool guy for me. Is what he did.
A special trip.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for you.
It ranks high.
God did my pool good. You see my pool.
Yeah. His pool's great. Those pools are awesome.
So yeah. Rich bought a boat.
So Rich bought this
Rich
boat.
Rich bought this boat. Doesn't know how to
drive
it. Doesn't
he know the saying about boats? The two best days of buying them.
Day you buy it, day you sell it.
Everything in between sucks.
15-footer seems like something that you wouldn't even have to buy.
You could
like
trailer
Someone might give it to you.
You can trailer that thing, bring it around.
I'd pay
wherever
money.
You're going.
I'd pay money to be there today to see him leave the harbor when it's about 2 to 3 foot
So what's he drive? Does he have something that can pull a boat? Do we
probably
know?
Not.
Oh, yeah, he's got the big Jeep.
Does he?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So all you do is get one of those balls for the back.
He can tow that thing. He'll
tow
be
that
great.
Thing, right. But the problem is, I don't think where he lives, he's allowed to keep the boat there. You don't have property.
He doesn't have property?
Big outside space to where you can
He's like been living there for 6 months.
It's tight, I think.
Yeah, we got to call him.
Yeah.
I got to get this story now firsthand.
But could you imagine Rich being in Nantucket Harbor with his black shoes, his white socks, his jorts, and his rock t-shirts and his hat, and there he is.
I think it's great.
The hardest boat to drive is a little one because the water can push you around currents. The easiest boats to drive are the bigger ones, the 23 to 34 footers, 43
what
footers.
You sound like you're like gleeful about, like,
Rich is going to.
That's his MO. What do you think?
What is that?
I have never been around somebody who takes more joy in the misfortunes of his friends than Scott Zolak.
That's rude. I haven't done that lately.
You're doing it right now.
I didn't think he'd go buy a 15 footer that he didn't know what to do with. Just join a boat club or something, Rich. Yeah, just get on it, go.
Is this Zoe's long way of getting back to the boat club?
Freedom Boat Club.
Freedom Boat Club, guys.
Freedom Boat Club's nice.
To join the
That's the best
boat
thing
club.
About having the Freedom Boat Club. You show up, get on it, you leave, they take care of the boat. Unbelievable. Charge it for the gas. It's
unbelievable.
Great.
It's like me railing about a swimming pool for 6 minutes so I can just say, you know, you should just get a hot tub, you know?
Yeah, speaking of
just go to New England spas. What are you doing?
My God. Let's talk about the Red Sox. It's trade deadline day. It's August 31st. It is a great day for the Red Sox. More on that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.